This holiday season, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories with the purchase of a Peloton bike, bike plus, or tread. And take your workout to the next level with accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, a heart rate monitor, cycling shoes, and more. Peloton, motivation that moves you. This limited time offer ends December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know what it is about this. It's just a weird week. And we have these here on the show, and no rhyme or reason. It's just everything that's happening in the country this week is a little weird. It's a little off kilter. Good to have you with us today, everybody. Todd Starnes here. I am your affable host and America's anchorman. And we got a lot of news to get through today. And we are very honored to have the brightest, most intelligent, and dare I say, the best doggone looking audience in all of talk radio. We are honored to have you with us noon to 3 Eastern. Grace, what are you laughing at? That's nothing to laugh at. We have a beautiful audience.
I didn't know if you were about to say about me and Kyle over here.
I mean, y'all are pretty good looking. I mean, you're easy on the eyes.
We're kind of all having a bad hair day. We've said so.
Well, you know, I noticed a lot of people in the building are having a bad hair day.
It's just one of those days.
It happens. What are you going to do?
It's hump day.
Oh, that's right. It is. You know, it's one of these weird weeks because yesterday was Wednesday.
Yes.
Have you ever had one of those weeks where you just feel like, you know, you're a day ahead? Yeah. And it's not like I thought, geez, Luke, got three more shows. No, we love doing the show. I mean, we love hanging out with our great listeners. But I do kind of like the weekend.
Me too.
And the problem is I'm up in the wee hours. I've been writing the book, and that's when I do most of my writing. And so you don't get get the sleep, you know, that I normally get. You know,
yeah, everything's kind of off.
Everything is just a little off.
I think last week, because it was the whole January 6th hullabaloo, now it's like, it was busy, busy, busy. Now it's like,
could be
a breath. And that's why this week feels so weird.
By the way, today's show brought to you by Liberty University. I want to start, and again, there is so much to talk about, and we're going to get to what Trump had to say. A lot of people suggesting he's taken a pretty ugly shot at Ron DeSantis. We're going to get to that in just a little while. But I want to start out with these mandates. Now, I've been struggling with this all evening and through the night, and I've just decided we're going to hold off here on casting judgment. The Supreme Court is going to come down tomorrow with their ruling on the OSHA mandates. As I said yesterday, I would be willing to wager a week's worth of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and I'll throw in not a small, but a large size container of their delicious mac and cheese. I'll throw that in to sweeten the kitty. And I'm just going to say the Supreme Court's going to knock this down. Based on the testimony I read, I've been talking to some court observers. But there are other people out there who say, no, the Supreme Court could thread the needle, and they could say, well, for the general population, we're not going to force you, but healthcare workers have to have the vaccines and the masks. Could be something like that, but I don't think so. I think they're just going to come in and say, this is incredibly unconstitutional. Shame on you, President Biden. What is wrong with you? That's what I think is going to happen. So that's the decision is expected to come down tomorrow. So a number of Christian ministries around the country have decided they are going to go ahead and comply with the OSHA mandate, which went into effect on Monday. And I'm getting a lot of messages from folks saying, Todd, what's going on here? Well, I want to explain what's going on, and it's a warning sign for all of us, because it's very clear to me that some of our most beloved Christian ministries, and possibly your local church, when push comes to shove, they will bow down to the government. And that's because there has been a generation of preachers and church leaders who have gone woke. They didn't even know they were woke until they were woke. But this is what they were trained to learn about in their seminaries. We have seen this manifest itself in the Southern Baptist Convention and, believe it or not, the Catholic Church, the two largest religious bodies in all of America. And I believe the disengagement of the Catholics and the Southern Baptists have really led to this cultural and moral chaos in our country right now. So many churches, so many pastors do not want to use the power of the pulpit to speak truth, not only to the congregation, but truth to the nation. Now, look, this is not a sermon. I'm leading up to what's going on here. Now, if these religious ministries continue down this path, I may start naming names. We already mentioned Focus on the Family only because local news outlets have been covering that story. And they're quick to say, and I got some angry messages from Focus on the Family. And they're saying, well, we don't support the man. We're adamantly opposed to forcing anybody to do anything. Okay, well, that's great. So why are you forcing people to do something? It's very simple. You're either going to stand with you're going to stand for what is right. You're going to stand on your religious beliefs, or you're going to bow down to the government. Again, not a sermon, but this idea and the excuse from a lot of these folks, well, we just, we love the Lord, and we want to make sure everybody has clean water, you know, in foreign countries, and we want to be humanitarian, but we can't do that if all of our donation money is going to pay fines for the federal government. So we've decided that we're just going to, we're going to follow the patron saint of Wuhan on this. Okay, that's fine. Fine. You can do that. You can make that argument that you don't want all your donation dollars going to pay fines for the government. Again, not a church sermon, but I remember in Sunday school and Vacation Bible School a story about three Hebrew dudes, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were told to bow down to the beautiful statue, the golden statue of King Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't, you know what? They had a choice to make too. And their choice they made was not to bow down. And what happened? They got thrown in the fiery furnace. Did they complain about it? No. But that's what happened. There was a price to pay. But here's the interesting thing about paying that price. Sometimes it doesn't turn out the way you think it is. Because I guarantee you, the three Hebrew guys that got tossed in the great big barbecue pit, they probably thought, well, geezaloo, this is it for us. We're about to be crispy critters. But it turned out there was somebody else there, and we all know how the story ended. You see, if you don't put your faith in God, then you may be missing out on a blessing or a miracle. And that's what I'm afraid is happening in many of our churches and our Christian ministries. That brings me to a couple of stories that just anger me, because this chaos in the culture is happening all over the world. This is a global epidemic. It has nothing to do with the China virus. This has everything to do with people surrendering their freedoms, their liberty. And now we're starting to see horrible things happen. There's a lady, and we've got this, and we'll play the audio a little bit later on, but there's a lady, an elderly lady in Toronto, Canada. She went to the local McDonald's, and she was getting some food, and we've got the video up on our website. You can see it for yourself. Sweet lady, and she walks in. She wants, I don't know what she's going to get, the chicken nuggets, I don't know, Filet-O-Fish, I don't know. I love their Filet-O-Fish, by the way, but I digress. So she goes up to the counter, and there's somebody there saying, we've got to see your official government vaccine papers, ma'am. And this lady looks to be out in her late 70s, early 80s, and the video shows her rummaging around in her purse. She's telling him, I've been vaccinated. We got to see your card, ma'am. We got to see your government papers. You got to show us the papers or you can't get food here, ma'am. Let's take a listen.
I had something stolen, so I have... Okay, and I need to see your vaccine.
This is a very serious problem.
You can call my doctor.
I got the vaccine. I can't find the card. Something's been stolen. Call my doctor. I just want to get a cheeseburger. I just want to get something to eat here. And that wasn't good enough. They turned that elderly woman away, ladies and gentlemen. They turned her away in the McDonald's restaurant in Toronto, Canada. Such cruelty. That's not the only thing. Across Canada right now, eviction notices are going out at Ronald McDonald houses. And I want you to listen to this.
So this is a piece of paper. Can Lindsay zoom in on it? This is an eviction notice, I believe, to anybody older than 5 who's not vaccinated is getting evicted from Ronald McDonald House. So I'm just going to go talk to the people at the counter and see if it's legit or not. Do you have like a manager here or somebody in your costume? Hey. Well, I'm just asking, like we got this last night.
Yes.
It's just pretty disturbing. I'm just wondering if it's legit. Is this saying that like everybody who's not vaccinated is getting evicted?
Well, we have a grace period to which you can get your first dose, but essentially as of January 17th, it's a board mandate from our...
All right, let me jump in here. The audio is a little hard to hear, and we're going to put this up so you can see the video of it on our website, toddstearns.com. But you got a dad there, the Ronald McDonald House, and we have some in Memphis. I'm sure you have one in your community if you have a children's hospital. It's a place where moms and dads can stay as their children are dealing with serious health crises. And in Canada, they're telling at the Ronald McDonald House, they're now telling moms and dads that if you are not vaccinated, if you cannot present your official government vaccine papers, you will no longer be allowed to stay here. They're literally kicking people out, kicking moms and dads with children who are gravely ill. They're kicking them out into the streets in Canada. Another story to share with you. This is from San Diego. A prominent Christian church is facing the wrath of Governor Gavin Newsom. This is the Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon, which is not too far. It's in San Diego County. And they have been shut down by the state of California. This is a church Christian preschool. They have been shut down, and the preschool director has been stripped of her license. She will never be able to lead a preschool ever again. So it turns out that somebody reported this church preschool. Now, we're talking about 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, this age group, all right? And the church was honoring the wishes of the parents. The parents did not want their kids wearing the face masks. I mean, can you imagine forcing a 2-year-old to wear a mask all the time? It's not going to work. It's human nature. It's not going to work. So somebody complained, and they had been sending government agents to the preschool just nonstop. There are reports from the pastor, and this is a big mega church, a Foothills Christian Church, that the pastor says that children were being interrogated, interviewed by state agents without their parents' permission or knowledge. And they came in and shut everything down. The pastor says that they are facing thousands of dollars in fines because they did not enforce mask mandates. And now that Christian preschool is shut down. Now that is what Christian persecution looks like here in the United States of America. And it's not just there. And this is why it frustrates me that we have Christian ministries And I hear from it all, well, politics is just not in our wheelhouse, Todd. That's not our ministry assignment. Well, I got news for you, Christians. I've got some news for you. If you don't stand up and defend your religious liberty in America, you're not going to be able to practice your ministry assignment here. You're going to end up being thrown in some sort of a jail just like the Christians in China. You're going to have to worship in your underground church houses. So you better wake up, Christians. You better wake up, Catholics. You better wake up, Jews. We've got a country to save. And I don't care if you're a Pentecostal or a Catholic or a Protestant. We've got to stand up together here and push back. Do you agree or disagree? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, there's an interesting story over at the Daily Signal. Turns out that Joe Biden and the Biden administration have quietly created a database, and they are storing information. So all of you people out there who are requesting a religious exemption, have you requested a religious exemption? If so, the Biden administration is collecting your name and your information, and they are creating a database of all the unvaccinated Americans who have requested religious exemptions. Now, what do you think they want to do with that? What do you think they want to do with that list? 844-747-8868. I'll have some more stuff to say about that later, but a lot of you wanting to weigh in here. First, let's go to Richard in Canada. Richard, what's going on up there? I mean, they're kicking old people out of McDonald's and sick kids out of the Ronald McDonald House.
It's unbelievable, Todd. I live in Canada by way of London, so I've lived here for 20 years, so it is my home now. But it's unbelievable. I'm a fan of yours. I have the book as well, the cookbook. I see you got it on the screen there, right? The biscuits book.
Yes.
I have a question about the biscuits, but you ever think about having any of the recipes without urine?
Richard, all right, thank you very much for calling in. Let's go to Michelle in Ohio. Michelle, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Todd. So, yes, the whole wokeness in the Catholic Church, I had no clue. I guess I was disengaged all these years, and it wasn't until the pandemic hit when they started blocking my parental rights and my children's bodily autonomy in the Catholic school, did I start going down the rabbit hole of what is going on in our church. And so I pulled my kids out of Catholic school. I'm homeschooling. Then I found out they're canceling priests, like Father James Altman in La Crosse, Michigan. He said something went viral, and he said, you can't be a Democrat and a Catholic. Well, they removed him. He is no longer able to act as a priest. He can't give baptisms. He can't marry people. He can't celebrate Mass. And so I'm pulling my tithing from the diocese I'm taking my money and I'm funneling it directly to charities of my choice. Because the only thing that's going to turn this around is we start voting with our dollars.
That's it. You know, Michelle, that's the only thing these people get. It's the dollars. That's it. If you're not able to appeal to their moral conscience, then you just got to hit them where it hurts the most. And with a lot of these people and a lot of these churches and nonprofits, it's their bank account. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com is our website. Great stories, great videos.
You know, if you're like me, it seems like winter always puts an extra strain on your immune system. And that's why I rely on Immuno 150. Did you know that most foods contain no more than 15 minerals? That's it. And it's because of a lack of minerals in today's topsoil. But Immuno 150 was formulated specifically with 70 plant minerals along with 80 other nutrients designed to improve your health. Look, let me just read the label for a second here. All right, it's got vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, chromium, 150 in all. Over the past 2 years, we've all been concerned about building a strong immune system. And that's why I'm such a big fan of Immuno 150. It helps me fight against all sorts of sickness. So supercharge your health with Immuno 150. Go to Immuno150.com/Todd, or you can call 888-306-8855. That's 888-306-8855. And that website again, Immuno150.com/Todd.
Outside the Foothills Christian Church Preschool in El Cajon after the school shut down. The school says it was closed by the state because students and staff weren't wearing masks all the time. Dana Marie McNichol has more on the push to get it back open.
Parents of preschoolers at Foothills Christian Church say their children were in good hands.
It's one of the safest schools, I believe, around.
Derek Cardinal is a father of four.
Colton loves his class. Kensley went to preschool also.
He was surprised and angry to hear the California Department of Social Services shut down the preschool in December due to their findings of both employees and preschoolers not wearing masks.
State licensing doesn't have any business telling you what you can do with your kids' Christian education.
Tiffany McHugh, the former preschool director, says visits from social services started in September after a parent complaint.
From that point on, we were working with licensing almost on a weekly basis over the next 2 months. We were trying to improve the amount of kids that were wearing masks. Unfortunately, it was really hard. We were going up against a lot of parents that didn't want their children to be masked at that young, and a lot of children who are just too young to wear masks, they pull them off. It's really difficult.
McHugh says in November, the preschool was cleared of the violation, but a couple of weeks later, the state came back for a routine visit to find kids once again not wearing masks.
We were going to continue to try and work on it, and then the next, not even a week later, 3 days later, they came in and shut us down.
CBS 8 reached out to the Department of Social Services for a response, and they led us to these legal documents, which cite their findings, stating that both Foothills Ministries and Tiffany McHugh regularly failed to ensure all employees wore a mask while indoors and failed to encourage students 2 years and older to wear a mask. The allegations by Social Services also states McHugh prevented licensing from inspecting the facility, allowing employees and students to put on their masks, which created a false impression.
Tiffany McHugh is a wonderful director. We feel our children are safe in her care and under the care of these other staff members.
In addition to the preschool shutdown, Social Services has taken away McHugh's ability to ever work in child care again. Foothills Christian Church has appealed the suspension of their license. That appeal is scheduled for January 14th.
Now, you know what I find interesting about this particular story? Even though the children have not had to wear masks, they are not forced to wear masks, there has not been any sort of massive outbreak of the China virus at this preschool. None whatsoever. But it doesn't matter. The state of California has been targeting churches, our good friend Pastor John MacArthur being chief among them. The Lancaster Baptist Church, West Coast Baptist College, even those folks slapped with fines for violating the policies of the government. You know who's in the business of shutting down churches? And again, I really hesitate to bring this up. It's the Gestapo, the Nazis. They shut down churches. They threw preachers in jail. And it's not just the Nazis and the Gestapo. The Soviets did the same. The communists, they shut down the churches. They threw the preachers in jail. And here we are in the United States of America where the Democrats are shutting down churches and throwing the preachers in jail. Just something to think about. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. North Carolina, Creed on WHKP. Hey, Creed, what's on your mind?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Look, why is our government telling us what to do? And why telling our kids to wear masks in school and some of them can't wear masks because they got asthma and stuff? They have a hard time breathing and stuff.
Creed, is forced compliance. They are trying to create a new normal in this country. And to be honest with you, Creed, they're getting pretty darn close to doing that and being very successful at it, which is why we have to push back even further.
Are you telling me they're trying to make us communists like they did over in Russia that time?
Yes, Creed. That's exactly what I'm saying. They're trying to turn us into a communist nation. That's what they're trying to do here. That's why they want to shut down and neutralize the churches. Creed, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. 844-747-8868. Unbelievable what they're doing in this country, and we're letting them get away with it. By the way, a lot of controversy over President Trump and an interview he gave with One America News. And many people are accusing him of targeting Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. There are reports that there may be bad blood between them. I have no idea. If you know, when we get the president back on the show, I'm going to ask him directly about his relationship with Ron DeSantis, and that'll put a pin in that story. But before we play the Trump audio, Ron DeSantis was asked by Maria Bartiromo at Fox News about his vaccine status. All right, so this is what led to the question that Trump was asked.
Governor, we're not even sure what fully vaccinated means anymore. The other day, Dr. Fauci said, you know, we could be that vaccinated means three shots, which is two shots for the vaccination and then one booster shot. Have you gotten the booster?
So I've done whatever I did, the normal shot. And, you know, that at the end of the day is people's individual decisions about what they want to do.
All right. There you go. So the argument that Trump is about to make, he's saying that, you know, there are a lot of conservative lawmakers that refuse to share their vaccination status. You know, it's a badge of honor among the Democrats. But let's be honest, a lot of conservatives are refusing to say whether or not they've got the vaccine unless they've been placed, you know, really backed up into a corner. And I'm thinking about, you know, the Fox News Channel staff, for example. So Trump was asked about this during an interview with One America News.
Many politicians, I watched a couple of politicians be interviewed, and one of the questions was, did you get the booster? Because they had the vaccine. And they're answering it like, in other words, the answer is yes, but they don't want to say it. Because they're gutless. You got to say it. Whether you had it or not, say it. Right. But the fact is that I think the vaccine has saved tens of millions of people throughout the world. Okay. I have had absolutely no side effects. I've had it like other people have had it, nothing special. I've had it.
All right. So I'm getting all these messages last night. Todd, what do you think? What's going on with Trump? Is Trump going woke? Is he moving to the middle? What's going on here? What's going on with Trump? Well, look, I think President Trump is trying to position himself nationally because there are a lot of people, even Republicans, who support the vaccines. They've gotten the vaccine. I've gotten the vaccine. I wish I hadn't got the vaccine, but I did. President Trump is trying to find some middle ground on the vaccine issue. I think that's what I think is going on here. Now, here's my question to you. Because I would say MAGA country, I'm just going to throw out a number here, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. I would say about 90% of MAGA country opposes the vaccine. Let me back up. 75% of MAGA country opposes the vaccine. I would say 100% of MAGA country opposes the mandate, the forced vaccine. President Trump opposes the forced vaccine, but he is out there and he is tripling down now. And he's going after, when he said gutless cowards, he's talking about the conservatives in elected positions who refuse to share their vaccine status. That's who he's talking, because the Democrats, everybody's more, every time they get a shot, they're going on Instagram or the TikTok bragging about it. So my question to you, is this going to impact your view of President Trump? I mean, if the president doubles down and goes out there border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain with this pro-vaccine message, is that going to hurt him among conservatives and especially among the MAGA crowd? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
I'm a little particular when it comes to bath towels. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I want to tell you about my good buddy, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Not only do they make great pillows, they also make incredible towels. Mike found the best towel company right here in the USA, and they have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. Again, all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's what you're going to get. A six-piece towel set, normally $109, but now only $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including those awesome towels. Enter the promo code STARNES or call 800-839-8506 for this incredible radio special. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes.
Just got word that the pastor of that church in California, he's going to be on the show a little bit later on. Now, we just got all that worked out. Nice work there, Grace Baker. So that'll be nice. Also, Congressman Jody Heiss heading over this way in the next hour of the program. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868, Oakland, Tennessee. Tyra listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM, the mighty 990. All right, Tyra, what's going on today?
Hey, just calling in just to let you know, I don't think that Donald Trump, you know, talking about his vaccination status across country, I don't think that's going to affect his following at all. As long as he's not pushing or promoting the forced vaccination, you know, those mandates, then we're still behind him.
So as long as he is opposed to the mandate, you're good to go.
Correct.
You know, Tyra, just think about this for a minute. I actually, you have to step back, and I understand there are some folks out there that are just radically anti-vax, and I get that, I respect that. That's your right under the Constitution. But Tyra, what I really respect about the president is he's being honest with us. I mean, he says, yeah. You know what? He says, I've got the vaccine, I've got the boosters, and you should too. On the other side, you've got a lot of Republicans out there who are hemming and hawing, and they will not be, you know, when they're asked that question, they refuse to answer. I would prefer somebody like Donald Trump, who's at least going to tell it to me like it is.
Right, I agree. Somebody who will keep it, you know, straightforward, and just tell the truth about it. If you're going to get vaccinated, fine, get vaccinated. If you're not going to get vaccinated, then fine, you know, don't get vaccinated. But I did it after I saw that President Trump was vaccinated, I was like, oh, okay, you know, I went ahead and got my vaccine. I don't have a problem with people who get the vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with people who don't get the vaccine. It's just that I don't think people should be forced to choose between a vaccine or their livelihood.
And you see, Tyra, that's what makes you a great American. You're a patriot. You want people to enjoy the freedom they have under the United States Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Tyra, thank you for calling. I hope you enjoy listening to KWAM. We're having a lot of fun with the radio station.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. God bless. That's Tyra. Let's go to, is it Rochelle in Arizona listening to us on the live stream? What's on your mind today?
Yes. I just finished talking to Focus on the Family, and they denied that. They said that they're not forcing those in their ministry to get the vaccine. I was just wondering where you got your information that they were.
Well, Rochelle, you need to listen to what I said. I never said they were being forced to get the vaccine. We've never said that. What Focus on the Family, and so I'm going to read to you what Focus on the Family is doing. I actually have the official statement, and that's what we posted on our website, Rochelle. And so now Focus on the Family is trying to dispute their very own statement. But this is what they wrote. Media reports in the Epoch Times that Focus on the Family supports a vaccine mandate are incorrect. Focus believes each person should have the right to determine if they should be vaccinated. We are firmly opposed to a vaccine mandate, and any reports that suggest otherwise are misleading. However, when it comes to current masking or testing requirements for those unvaccinated, we strongly believe our donors' financial support should be directly invested in ministry to families, not given to OSHA through exorbitant fines. These fines are threatened to be $130,000 per infraction by OSHA and could therefore climb into the multiple millions of dollars for an organization of our size. Therefore, at this time, and Rochelle, this is the important part. Therefore, at this time, we are complying with the requirement for masking. And on February 9th, testing if the Supreme Court does not overturn the Biden mandate. So what they're trying to say, they're trying to have it both ways. They're saying we oppose the mandate, but we're going to follow the rules and regulations. Does that make sense to you, Rochelle?
Yeah, she didn't tell me that part, so I appreciate you cluing me in on that. And on the Trump thing, that what he said would incline me to vote for Ron DeSantis if he runs for president because of the statement Trump made, and you should too. What does that, and you should too mean? Is he inferring or implying that he would, have a mandate thing? Because I don't think he should have said, and you should too. That sounds a little pushy.
Well, yes. But again, the president in his heart of hearts, I think President Trump in his heart believes this vaccine is going to save lives. I mean, he's the guy that created it. You know, he gave the order to create the vaccine. So he's taking ownership of this. So I respect that. I mean, President Trump is not backing away from this. He's taking ownership. And he's saying that in his mind, he thinks everybody ought to get the vaccine. He says you shouldn't be forced to get the vaccine, but, you know, everybody should get the vaccine. Look, I respect that. I don't respect a lawmaker who's going to hem and haw and say, well, that's my personal beliefs or that's my personal info. I'm not going to tell you. You know, fine. Okay. They don't have to tell us, but at the same time, you can't turn around and then target President Trump just because he's open and honest about it. All right.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Well, Rochelle, look, you know what? I appreciate you, Rochelle, because, again, you did the right thing. You heard something on this radio program. You called Focus on the Family, and they told you something different, and you called us back, and you said, hey, wait a second. What's going on here? And that gives us an opportunity. And the statement I read, Rochelle, we posted it on our website, but I didn't read it from our website. I went directly to the Focus on the Family Facebook page. And folks, you can read it for yourself. What they're telling you is, yeah, we oppose the mandates. We are adamantly opposed to the mandates. But we're going to make our workers comply with whatever OSHA says they've got to do. I got a problem with that. But you know what? I don't support Focus. So therefore, you know, what do I care? Rochelle, thank you. Appreciate you listening to the program. Thanks for calling in. And don't get me, I do care, but I mean, if I was a donor, I would be really, I would be asking some questions here. But by the way, they're saying that every single news agency, and the Epoch Times is a very, very well-respected news agency, and they're saying they got the story wrong. They're saying the local TV affiliate got the story wrong. We actually just posted their entire statement, and they said, you got it wrong. Okay, well, it's your statement. What do you want us to do? All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. We have a couple of lines open. Congressman Jody Heiss coming up. Our good friend Kara Zumpkus from Young America's Foundation going to drop by. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Hope you're doing good, wherever you might be. Still a lot of happy people over in the state of Georgia. University of Georgia Bulldogs breaking a 40-year, hiatus, going back and winning the national championship. They were kind of wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, and it was a great game. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from Georgia, Congressman Jody Heiss, joins us. Congressman, I have to imagine folks are pretty happy around the congressional office.
Oh, yeah, they sure are. In fact, 49 and a half states out of 50 are still happy and rejoicing, and I'm still wearing my Georgia Bulldogs tie. It was a great win Monday night. We're excited, proud of the Bulldogs for bringing home the national championship.
Now, you know I'm a Tennessee Volunteer, so we don't have a strong relationship in the football world. We're adversaries, but when it comes to Alabama, I think a lot of Tennesseans were rooting for Georgia on Monday night.
Right, that's what I mean by 49 and a half states. The only even half of Alabama are Auburn fans, so that means they're anti-Alabama fans. But yeah, it was a great game, and we were glad to, you know, after 40 years to finally bring it home again. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I can tell you, I thought the team, the coach, they just did a terrific job representing their not just the university, but the state of Georgia. And in all fairness, after the game, the sportsmanship, it was just a classy night all around. And, of course, you would expect that with the Southeastern Conference, the greatest football conference in all of the world.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, hats off to Alabama, too. They have proven to be probably the best team in the history of college football, and there's no question they'll be back. But it was a great football game, and the sportsmanship afterwards exhibited the same class in every way. And so it was, you know, that's what football is all about, and we were really proud to be a part of it, proud of Coach Smart. Kirby Smart putting together a tremendous team for the University of Georgia, and it's just been a magical year, and it's great to finish it with a national championship.
All right. Yesterday, President Biden, the vice president, or the president, it's very confusing. He keeps calling her the president. They were both down in Georgia, Atlanta. And Congressman, if you didn't know better, you would think that election officials are using water hoses and water cannons on black voters standing in line on Election Day.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Listen, Delaware has much more restrictive voting laws than does Georgia. I mean, Delaware, for example, has zero early voting weeks. Georgia has three. If the president wants to, whichever one is the president, if they want to come down on so-called voter suppression, they ought to take that message to Delaware, not to Georgia. Georgia scores a green score on voter election integrity on scorecards. It's among the best in the country. In fact, just this past mayor's race in Atlanta just a couple of months ago was a 17% increase in the numbers of individuals who voted, and that's after SB 202 became law. So SB 202 just tightens up on election integrity, but the suppression of votes is an absolute lie. It is misinformation, and the mayor's race of just a couple of months ago is yet again evidence of the fact that more people have access to and more people are actually voting in Georgia than ever in the history of our state.
And the fact of the matter is there are other states that have stricter, and we're talking about blue states, that have stricter voter registration, voter election laws on the books than the state of Georgia does.
Exactly. And Delaware is one of them. I mean, we can go across the board. New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, of course, out west, California, Oregon, Washington. I mean, so many states have much, much more restrictive voting laws than Georgia. And yet, look, this is all rhetoric. It's all about trying to have a federal takeover of the election process. And they are going after red states. They are going after states that are, in fact, doing all they can to protect the integrity of our election process, because the Democrats don't want election integrity. They want to be able to tip the scales in their favor, and therefore they are trying to push right now a federal takeover of the election process, which frankly is a direct violation of our Constitution, which directs the states to be in charge of the election process, not the federal government.
That's right. And let's be honest, what we're talking about here, we're not talking about denying people bread and water. We're talking about people that are walking up and down the line with a big old thing of that spicy Popeye's fried chicken, my favorite, giving people buckets of chicken in exchange for votes. And that chicken is so good, it could sway votes, Congressman.
It could, and so could a dollar bill here and there along the way, which there's been a lot of allegations. But look, we are a country, Todd, that is based upon the consent of the governed. And if ever the consent of the governed, as is expressed primarily through the voting ballot box, if ever the voice of the consent of the governed is violated or compromised, we are in serious trouble in this country. And at the heart of that, the epicenter, is the sacredness of the vote. And we have got to maintain election integrity. Unfortunately, the Democrats, in my opinion, are doing everything they can to crumble election integrity and take over it from a federal perspective.
And my question would be, why is it that President Biden was not delivering that speech from his home state, where even the Delaware newspapers were calling it a draconian voter law? Again, if that's the issue here, why was he not in Delaware? And we all know why. He was trying to turn this into some sort of a 1960s era voting rights issue, when in fact it is not. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Jody Heiss. I will say this, Congressman. When he talked about wanting to do something about voting integrity, I initially was very excited, because to this day, I find it very hard to believe that Georgia voters would elect a far-left Democrat who is pro-abortion and embraces communism.
Yeah, I agree. It just didn't happen. And we had, unfortunately, wide-open doors given to the state of Georgia for all sorts of irregularities and potential fraud in our past election process, from the voter drop-off boxes to sending out absentee ballot requests to everyone on an inaccurate voter registration file. I mean, you can go down a list of just horrible problems. We all watched on video, on television, what happened at the State Farm Arena, where ballots are pulled out from underneath a table after poll watchers are sent home. I mean, we had multiple problems, and again, when that happens at the ballot box, we're in serious trouble. We must maintain that the voice of the people is accurately heard when it comes to voting. It's not an issue of who wins. The issue is, was the voice of the people accurately heard, where there is one legal vote cast, one legal vote counted? Was the voice of the people accurately represented at the ballot box? That integrity must be maintained. Unfortunately, I do not believe it was in Georgia this past election cycle, and yet that's what has to be protected.
And that's one of the reasons, maybe the chief reason, why you are running to be the next Secretary of State of the state of Georgia.
Well, and that's exactly right. I mean, this whole issue is the is the key issue, right, when it comes to the consent of the governed. It's our voice. It's what the people want. And, again, it's a matter of the accuracy of the people's voice at the ballot box being reflected. It's not an issue of who wins as much as did we have a fair, honest election. And when that is in doubt, then people must stand up to the plate and do everything they can to correct it and to make sure that our elections are going to be fair.
By the way, Congressman, I'm curious to get your thoughts on two other issues. First, there have been some reporting from MSDNC Rachel Maddow that the Fulton County District Attorney might be going after criminal charges against President Trump for vote tampering, election tampering. Are you hearing any reports of that, any inside info?
You know, quite frankly, we've been hearing, I don't have any inside info, but we've been hearing rumblings of that for months and months. And, you know, I mean, it goes all the way back to even before President Trump was inaugurated. The Democrats were going after him to try to dismantle his presidency. And we had the false Russian collusion hoax and two impeachments, all this sort of stuff that was none of which had could hold any water. There were holes all in the bucket. And this is yet another attempt. They're going to continue their obsession. Their hatred for President Trump is driving all of these things right now. And unfortunately, in process, they're going after tens and tens of millions of Americans who believe that we need a president who defends our country and who supports our laws and who puts forth policies that are in the best interest of our country. And so I think it's a huge mistake for the Democrats to continue pushing radical left-wing communist socialist-type policies. I think it's a big mistake for them to continuously attack a president who stood for our country the way that President Trump did. And I believe that the outrage will be reflected in the next election later on this year.
I'm with you, and I'm absolutely with you on that. But finally, I'm curious about Stacey Abrams. Are people really buying the excuse she gave about not being on the stage with the president?
Look, I think people really know. They read between the lines. This is probably the most unpopular president, if not in America's history, certainly in our lifetime, at a time when his polls are plummeting. The polls of the Democratic Party are plummeting. Inflation is rising. COVID is raging. Our borders are in chaos. The signature policy of this president is stalled out in the Senate. Everything is going wrong. Everything this administration touches is going wrong. And I believe Stacey Abrams is wise enough of a politician to look at that and say, I don't need to associate with this president and this administration. So to say she had a scheduling conflict, I think most people read between the lines to understand she didn't want to be associated with this president, be it Biden or Harris, whichever one claims to be the true president. She, Stacey Abrams, wanted nothing to do with either of them.
All right. A little dubious, if you ask me. But Congressman, always good hearing from you. Glad you're doing well. And good luck out there on the campaign trail.
Thank you so much, Todd. God bless.
All right, that's Congressman Jody Heiss out of Georgia, one of the good guys up on Capitol Hill. He is running to be the next Secretary of State, and we need a guy like Jody Heiss, a man of integrity, in the Secretary of State position there in the state of Georgia. All right, we're going to take a break. Coming back, we will go right to the phones. We've got a story up on our website. We are hearing of just hundreds and hundreds of news reports, and we've posted a lot of them on our website, of people going into their local grocery store. The shelves are empty. Walmart, the shelves are empty. People trying to purchase things for their homes, they're being told it could be weeks or months, all because of the supply chain problem. But the problem, here's where I'm confused, because the cable news channels are reporting a different story. They say, what supply chain? They say, what supply chain problem? You got President Biden out there saying that there is not a single bare shelf in America. Well, we have the video and the photographic evidence to prove otherwise, and I'm curious to know what it's like in your community. Are you seeing the same thing? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to remind you to head over to toddstearns.com. If you have not done so, download our free podcast and our free newsletter. Some great resources for you. Our newsletter comes out every single day right after this show. We'll be right back, folks.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Folks, so we're trying to irritate the New York Times and the folks in charge of their New York Times bestseller list. We want you to help us out. We've done our numbers, and we need to sell about 13,000 copies of our Daily Biscuit in 1 week to make the New York Times bestseller list, and we could use your help. So if you would go to our website, or you go to your favorite bookstore or Amazon, and you can order yourself a biscuit book. Now, I don't know about you and biscuits, but nobody can eat just one biscuit, and I don't think anybody can read just one biscuit book. So I don't know. Biscuits are normally made in batches of 12, so just buy 12 copies of the biscuit book. It is a great devotion book co-written by my dear friend Michelle Cox. We include a lot of recipes from our listeners. We have some hilarious stories and some really inspirational messages. And in all seriousness, I hope you get a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with Withdrawal. You're going to love it. Governor Mike Huckabee says it's a buttermilk biscuit for the soul. And I agree. All right, let's go to the phones here. Charles in North Carolina, WSIC. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Todd, just to comment on what you talked about on your opening about how people of faith seem to be capitulating to these mandates and everything. I've seen that as well. I think a lot of people, you know, who are people of faith think of a verse in the Bible about obeying every law of your government. You know the one I'm talking about?
I do indeed.
And yeah, and so people just naturally, they do that blindly. Regardless if that government is corrupt, illegitimate, or violates their rights. And I would just like to remind people that, you know, there was a time in 1776 when that verse was still there, and there was a group of men that stood up and fought for liberty and attracted a following and eventually formed a country. But today we're losing that, and I see that. You know, only about, I think, Todd, 3 to 5% of the people are actually going to stand up and do something and take action. And I'm not talking about violence or anything like that. But all of us, if we care about our liberties, we've got to start doing something now. I know for me personally, I changed my phone service from Verizon to Pure Talk. I got rid of my bank, Bank of America, to go with another bank here where I live that's not woke. I think that, and maybe you can give me some thoughts on this. What would you say about those of us, and, you know, we control the economy, not the government. They rely on us. But how about if we could organize truckers, pilots, freight engineers that haul the trains, sanitation workers, and just pretty much go on strike in these major cities, just shut them off, refuse to make deliveries until they lift the mandates and all these draconian restrictions and go back to what normal should be. I think that's one way to do it, is to put them in economic pain, which they're not in right now.
And Charles, I think that's going to happen, and I suspect the slowdowns have already started to happen in the trucking industry, where these truckers are just not going to tolerate this. Most of them are God-fearing, God-loving Trump supporters. They love liberty, and they're not going to be forced to do anything. And that's one of the reasons why I suspect we're seeing some of these empty shelves at stores. Charles, that is a great idea. Thank you for calling in. Folks, we've got to take a break here. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
hypocrisy from the Biden administration when it comes to COVID policies, whether mask mandates, where Joe Biden rightly said we shouldn't have mandates, whether vaccine mandates, where Joe Biden said we shouldn't have vaccine mandates. As far as I know, everyone here has been vaccinated, been double vaccinated, been boosted. And at some point, I do know Dr. Fauci's been all over the map on it. He said, yes, mask, no mask. He said, oh, I lied to the American people because they couldn't handle it. You know, at some point, the American people ought to be able to exercise their own freedom and make their decision. If you want to wear a mask, God bless you. You can wear a mask for the rest of your life. That's your choice. But other people ought to be able to have the right and choice not to wear a mask. And by the way, on the question of hypocrisy, you just asked, you people at the podium are speaking without masks. Just once, I'd like to see a reporter say to Joe Biden when he stands at the damn podium in the White House without a mask, Mr. President, why aren't you wearing a mask? Just once, I'd like to see you say to Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, when she stands at the podium with no mask, Ms. Psaki, why don't you have a mask? The questions are only directed at one side, and I got to say the American people see the hypocrisy.
Wow. There you go, Ted Cruz. You know, I think he's trying to do damage control. After a few days ago of calling the riots at the Capitol a domestic terrorist attack. First, he went after the FBI. Now, Senator Ted Cruz going after the mainstream media. And it's a valid point. They're always asking the Republican, how can we not wear a mask? Where's your mask? You're going to infect all of us. Meanwhile, you got Jen Psaki and President Biden. They don't wear a mask, and nobody seems to be bothered by that. So it's the double standard, folks. A little political theater today. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Honored to have you with us today. Now, in the first hour of the program, I told you the story of the government in California going after a preschool at Foothills Christian Church. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now is the administrative pastor, Kevin Miller. Pastor, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Thanks a lot. It's good to be with you. And right off the bat, thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your support in so many areas. We really appreciate it. You do good work. We appreciate you.
Well, you're kind to say that. And when I saw the story, I'm like, oh, we've got to get these folks on the show here. I want you to give us a sort of an overview of what happened to the preschool there at the church.
Sure, I'd be glad to. So Foothills Church is one of our main focuses. In fact, it could be considered our main focus for all the folks that come here, is children and youth. We know that that's what the Lord has called us to do. So pre-COVID, we had probably 5,000 or more contacts with young people every week. And that's through camps and after-school clubhouses on, 35 public school campuses and on and on. And so that's who we're called to minister to. And then September 29th, our preschool, which is part of a school district that we had a visit. They said it was from a complaint. We can't really track down who was complaining. But they came in and they started an incredibly over-aggressive, intense investigation of us. It got so bad that they were interviewing 3- and 4-year-olds without their parents' consent, without their knowledge. Kids didn't want to come back to school because it was so intense. Teachers went home crying. It was just craziness. It was surreal. And I did some investigation, and in our area here in East San Diego County, there have been 322 visits by the Department of Social Services in the last 5 years. Most of those people have only had like one visit in 5 years. Many of them haven't had an annual visit since 2017 or 2018. And all of a sudden, they came in for about 40 hours. It was 11 visits in 60 days. 7 of those visits were 9 hours or more, just destroying the day of our education, teaching kids about Jesus and how to be a good citizen and that kind of thing. And the preschool director actually asked why, from the original analyst who came in, why is this so intense? Why are you so crazy about this right now? If I don't get it, we've been in business 6 years here. And she said, because you have an attitude of defiance. And as it went on, Tiffany McHugh, the preschool director, said, when will this end? Because it was just going on and on and on. And she said to her, it'll end when all of your kids are vaccinated. So there's a much longer story than that. But what happened on November 15th was really interesting. We went to our state senator, Brian Jones, who's a strong advocate. He's a good man. And he called up the director of social services for the state of California, said, why can't we work together? We have parents who don't want their three-year-old mask, and even if they did, it's hard to keep a mask on a two- and three- and four-year-old. Why don't we work together? So they calmed down on November 15th after that call. It was a coincidence, I guess. And they signed off about $2,600 of the thousands of dollars in fines that they were fining us over and over again. They were fining us for days. We weren't even open. And they said, we see that you're working with us. We can see that, you know, you're making progress. And so here we'll waive this amount of the fines and we're working together. And then they came back on a mandatory annual visit. Remember that, number one, tons of these preschools in our area haven't had one visit in the last 5 years, or they've only had one. And they've been in our school for 40 hours, but they needed to do an annual visit. And on that annual visit, they shut us down.
So you guys were targeted. That's what it sounds like. There's you guys were targeted.
You can't compare it to anything they did anywhere else. It's been hard. Now, we have an appeal in place, of course, and Pacific Justice Institute, who should be on your show. They do such great work. They defend Christian, you know, religious rights and parental rights. And so we're going to a settlement hearing on this Friday. And if we can get them to understand the craziness and the overstep of this, then that's great. But if not, we have a court case that's scheduled for the 26th, 27th, and 28th. Until that time, I've got 80-some parents. I've got over 100 kids without child care scrambling to try to get taken care of. I've got 21 teachers and aides who are unemployed. And I've got a preschool director who they're going after legally and saying that she is such a danger to the life of preschoolers and children in general after 19 years of working with kids, that she cannot work with them for the remainder of her life because we couldn't mask preschoolers.
It's just insane.
It is.
And Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, a dear friend of mine and this show. And
he's a good man.
We go down. I emcee their annual fundraising, so I'm glad,
that
you guys have great legal representation. I'm curious about the fines. How much do you guys owe the state of California, Pastor?
You know, it's kind of hard to say because things change so quickly with the state of California. I sent them some checks to pay for these fines because we're appealing the state to the state right now, which doesn't make a lot of sense. But we sent off the checks. They mailed them back and said, well, we haven't invoiced you for these. And then they erased $2,600. So I have no idea what they're going to be asking for.
I'm curious, Pastor, about the parents. I was reading some of the local news coverage, and many of the parents just did not want their kids wearing the masks in the first place. So it seems like you guys, were you all honoring that request from moms and dads?
Well, we were in a real rock and a hard place. If I'll tell you, this is the deal. They told us you must make the kids wear masks. But you can't force the kids to wear masks because it's a violation of their civil rights. And so some of the parents, you know, said, okay, because I have to have this and I love your school. But other parents were saying absolutely positively. They taught their kids to tell us. We would say, hey, do you want to wear your mask today? We have them here. They're right here. And they would say, no, thank you. We had one four-year-old tell one of the teachers, no, thank you. They're not effective.
Wow. The kid said that.
So somebody's making sense.
I love it. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is a friend of this program, Pastor Kevin Miller, out of Foothills Christian Church, their preschool coming under attack by the government there in California. Pastor, I'm curious, what is it like for the Christian community? I was out speaking at Jack Hibbs Church a couple of months back. And people, the Christian community seems energized, but at the same time, they seem to be defiant when it comes to these rules coming down from Sacramento.
Yeah, I see that here. You know, we're in, number one, we're in California, so that's a crazy place to be. San Diego is pretty liberal, but I'll tell you, the East County is this one tiny bubble of conservatives who are very, very passionate about being sane, and their religious liberties and their civil rights and the Constitution. Our mayor Bill Wells is one of the mayors who said, we won't use the police department to go police COVID masking violations. We've got other more important things to do. And then, of course, Brian Jones and Randy Vopel up in Sacramento are one of the very, very few conservatives up there. So you fight the fight. You do the best you can, and you pray for your enemies.
And well said, as we should. So we're waiting for the 14th. That's the hearing.
Right.
What about the congregation? Are everybody speaking with one voice here?
Absolutely, positively. I got to tell you, I serve at an incredible church. Of course, people go to a church who aligns with the things that they're passionate about and the places that they can participate and where they trust the leadership. For Mark and Dave Hoffman, the senior pastors, the founding pastors of this church, have led so well and keep our eye on the ball so well that absolutely one voice is a good way to put it. Our parents all wrote letters to Kim Johnson, the Department of Social Services director. They're receiving emails. I would say it's going to be hundreds or thousands, because our friends are all coming alongside to support and love us, and it's been fantastic.
Well, I want you to know that you're adding hundreds of thousands of new friends on this radio program, our listeners, and we're going to reach out to Brad. We'll get him on the show this week, and you let us know how we can be of help, how we can help get the word out, Pastor.
I really will. Thank you. Prayers for sure, because this is a spiritual battle. There's no doubt it. Nothing else really makes sense. And then there's I can send you to a website that's supportive. But I think directly sending, going to Brian Jones, Senator Brian Jones' website, they've got one-touch petitions and emails. And so Brian Jones would be a great place.
All right, Senator, and we'll try to get Brian Jones on the show as well. Pastor, we're going to have to leave it there. Good luck to you. I know that many, many of our listeners are supporting you guys and praying for you, and we'll get you back on soon.
Todd, thanks for the great help. We appreciate you.
All right, that's Pastor Kevin Miller, the administrative pastor at Foothills Christian Church there in San Diego County. And we are going to we're going to stay on top of this story. It's very important. We want to make sure this preschool is allowed to operate and this preschool director is not punished. Folks, now more than ever, so important for us to support companies and organizations that share our values. And Patriot Mobile is one of those companies, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They are my wireless carrier. They share my beliefs, and they donate money to support organizations I care about. And I want to encourage you to consider switching to Patriot Mobile right now. It's super simple. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. They have the same coverage and towers the other carriers have, and they've got plans to fit any budget. Are you a veteran? Are you a first responder? They're going to give you an additional discount. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Got to use my promo code, Todd. That's promo code Todd. You can also give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, I've been telling you folks about Hillary Rodham Clinton, Mrs. Bill Clinton. Been telling you about her for a while now, and Michelle Obama. And my theory is coming true. It's coming to fruition. I'm going to explain what I'm talking about in the next hour of the show. You're going to want to stick around for the next hour, because my suspicions are being confirmed about Hillary Clinton. But I've got to play some audio that has just come into the studio. This happened at a Dallas City Council meeting, And you had a gentleman get up in front of the city council, and he decided to rap a song. Let's take a listen.
My phone's not working. I'm trying to get... What I want to say is we got to vaccinate our kids. We have to vaccinate them fast and early. But, of course, my phone's not playing. But I had a song that I wanted to do. And, of course, it never works when you're trying to make it work. But I guess we'll just have to freestyle it. But with the real Dr. Fauci, please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up. Vaccinate your mom. Vaccinate your dad. Vaccinate the happy. Vaccinate the sad. Vaccinate your babies. Vaccinate them, even if they got rabies. Vaccinate my life. Vaccinate my wife. Vaccinate your DNA. Vaccine created by the CIA. Vaccinate your body. Vaccinate me at the party. Vaccination freak. Vaccination freak a leak. I want the vaccine in my life. I want the vaccine for my wife. I want to vaccinate you all day long. Vaccinate you while I wear my thong. Vaccinate me. Vaccinate who? Vaccinate she. Vaccinate her. Vaccinate them. Vaccinate my friend. I want to vaccinate to the end. Vaccinate me pure L. I love you. What can I say? DNA, I love you. I got the pure L, feeling pure, so clean. Got the Lysol, because I'm calling Paul. Do you got to clean the mic? You got to vaccinate. You going to get corona from Mona. Don't vaccinate. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. You got to vaccinate in the Lone Star State. Vaccination what? Is so great.
What
vaccinate
is going on
all day
here?
Long. Vaccinate so, your daddy.
Great. Vaccinate your daddy. What? Yo, daddy, mama?
And I hate that we daddy. Can't, like, have, like, a video up for this, but...
He's squirting himself yes. with hand sanitizer.
Yes.
And wiping his body with the baby wipes.
Yep.
As we'll post the video up here. So, what did he say?
Vaccinate your wife.
And your thong?
He'll do it in his thong.
Do it in his thong. So
vaccinate your... at the party?
What is a freak-a-leak? Vaccinate your vaccination freak-a-leak.
I don't know.
I don't know. So even if they've got rabies.
He does this for 3 minutes.
So
he sounds very out of breath.
It's going around. Yes, he does. You know what you have to do is you have to pause and just collect yourself and get a good breath. And you got to. The problem is it's too breathy. He's got to mm-hmm. get it from a little down, you know, down lower.
This is true.
Yeah, but
God would know, you know, he's a
and he's a white guy, so he's probably going to be in trouble for cultural appropriation. White people aren't allowed to rap. So this guy, it turns out, now it's going viral, but and people are like freaking out. The conservatives are like, oh, these liberals, you know what, crazy people. And it turns out he is a he's an actor and a performance artist. This happened at the Dallas City Council.
It was open mic, so.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Anybody could just walk up there and say something.
Yeah. His name is Alex Stein, and he was on the reality TV show called The Glass House. I'm not familiar with that, so there you go. So whatever you do, folks, you want to stick around here. Don't be a freak-a-leak. And if you're wearing a thong, put on some pants. That's all we ask here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Put on some pants, America. We'll be right back. Jeez-a-loo.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes. Oh,
yeah. And welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hour 3 underway, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. A conservative talk radio program where the men are men, the women are women, and we know our pronouns. Great to have you with us here, folks. Before we get to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, I want to bring your attention to a story that was just posted up on ToddStarnes.com. And I'm telling you, the traffic, the amount of people coming onto our website is just unbelievable. Millions and millions of people now bookmarking and trusting ToddStarnes.com and our great group of writers and staffers there. This is the headline. A 4-year-old cancer patient was denied a Make-A-Wish wish. Is that how you say it, Grace Baker? Make-A-Wish wish. That sounds weird.
Yeah, it's hard. That's a hard one to work with.
Here we go. A 4-year-old cancer patient was denied their Make-A-Wish. There we go. Over the child's vaccination status. I have completely butchered this story. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go. The Make-A-Wish Foundation refused to grant a 4-year-old cancer patient's a wish to go to Disney World because he is not vaccinated. Rocco DiMaggio is his name. He is now not eligible. And then the reason why he doesn't have the vaccine and didn't get vaccinated is because he's not eligible for the jab, his younger brother, 2 years old. Rocco's mom telling Newsmax that it was a punch in the gut. What a horrible thing. We told you earlier in the show about the elderly woman who was told she could not eat at McDonald's because she did not have government vaccine papers. The Ronald McDonald House in Toronto is evicting moms and dads because they do not have the vaccine. It's a terrible thing that's going on. And then comes a story from our friends at Young America's Foundation about something happening at George Washington University. Now, Kara Zupkis is from Young America's Foundation, and she is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Kara, good to have you with us.
Todd, thanks for having me.
Now, did I read this correctly? You went to George Washington University?
Yes, I did. So I was very sad to see this development.
All right. Well, tell our listeners what's going on over at GW.
Yes. So with the current surge in cases with COVID, they are tightening down their guest policy at George Washington University. So students are not able to visit other students in their different dorm buildings. Now, this is already on top of George Washington University mandating the vaccine, mandating the booster, and having mandatory testing pretty much weekly and monthly for these students. It's really insane that the students are having to put up with this.
So what does that mean in practical terms?
So that means that if a student wants to go and hang out with their friend, they aren't able to do that in the other student's residence hall. They have to go to a communal place on campus if they wanted to grab coffee or study together, which really just doesn't make sense. I mean, if the students are going to hang out, they're going to hang out regardless of where it happens. So they're probably going to end up in maybe a more populated space on campus rather than being in the safety of a dorm room.
This is absolutely bonkers. I mean, we're talking about college students who are among the least likely to get the China virus, and those who do are able to get over it pretty quickly. So I'm not quite sure what the big deal here is.
Exactly. And they're not even allowed to have family or friends or outside guests from the university come to their own dorm room. I mean, this is really not following the science here. This is all about power. And I would honestly very strongly urge these students to take a second guess, take a second look at what they're doing here. They're paying this university probably tens of thousands of dollars to live in these buildings, and the school is just going to tell them if they're allowed to have guests over or not. Honestly, I would probably recommend that they look into moving off campus because this is just a power-hungry trip from these GW administrators.
All right, Kara Zupkis on Young America's Foundation. Kara, I'm curious, are you guys hearing of any other schools around the country that are implementing these sorts of policies when it comes to vaccine mandates and things of that nature?
Oh, yes. We hear from students every single day asking how they can push back against the vaccine mandates, against the mask mandates, especially students that are attending schools that, in addition to having the vaccine mandate in place, they still have to wear masks all day, every day as they're learning from their professors. And I think especially we hear a lot from students that are taking foreign language classes. A lot of times when you're learning a new language, you know, it's all about learning how to pronounce the word and be able to see your teacher's mouth and understand how to actually speak another language. And that's just something that these students are not able to do because of these power hungry administrators who refuse to follow the science.
Unbelievable. Well, Kara, we are so glad that you guys are bringing these kinds of stories to the nation's attention. Let's hope they end up changing their policies.
Absolutely. And if you guys hear of anything that's happening on your campuses, feel free to let us know at yaf.org/tips, and we'll do our best to help get the word out about these insane instances.
Love it. All right. Kara Zupkis, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, bringing us up to speed on this crazy, crazy story out of George Washington University. And by the way, if you missed the first hour of the program, I've got to share this info with you again. It turns out that the Biden administration has been making a list of every American who applies for a religious exemption to the vaccine. We don't know what they're doing with this. I have a couple of suspicions what they're doing with these lists. But it would be like making and compiling a list of all the gun owners in America. So all you folks who have applied for a religious exemption, do not be surprised if there's a knock on the door and you got a couple of government agents there wanting to ask you some questions about your personal private health information. 844-747-8868, that's our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to Boston. Our good friend, one of our favorite millennials, Connor, on the line. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Great to talk to you, Todd Starnes. And I'm going to tell you, you know, that was an amazing guest you just had on the previous this previous segment. But, you know, there's a war in this country right now. And anybody who has a different opinion about getting vaccinated, it's not necessarily a medical choice. It's almost so political now that people cannot make a medical decision. It's just so divided. And this is all based on the Democrats. Personally, I have both doses. I have the booster. That was a personal choice. I didn't let Joe Biden, Kamala Harris influence my decisions. Personal choice I made. But it's like, if you do not have a vaccine, if you do not have your vaccine papers, you are immediately dehumanized by this administration. And they're talking about now about, you know, living with COVID. They're talking about, you know, getting to a point where we just live with this as we live with, like, the flu or anything like that. You know, if that's the case, then why are we dehumanizing? Why are we removing these folks who are in our communities from our society if it's just going to be something like the cold or the flu moving forward? Australia, as one country, has been shut down for the last 2 years, and they're having a huge Omicron spike over there. So what's the end game here is my question. Are we just going to keep dividing the country until everybody, if there's a civil war in our hands? Or are we finally just going to live with this disease like we should have from the beginning and not dehumanize our fellow citizens and countrymen?
Well, Connor, now think about this. All these lockdowns, and Australia right now is a de facto police state. All of these shutdowns are happening in countries that had some level of democracy, of an American style government. So the people enjoyed freedom, and now those freedoms have been taken away. You are not seeing these kinds of things happening across the across Russia, in Soviet or communist countries. I don't believe we're seeing this happen over in China. They are conditioning people globally to accept government control of their lives. That is a frightening concept.
Hey, Todd, I will tell you right now, the great Ronald Reagan once said, the few words you should fear the most is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. That's exactly what we're seeing right now, my friend.
That's it, Connor. You're absolutely right, my friend. All right, good hearing from you, Connor. We got to run, take a break. This just in, the Army is struggling to lure new soldiers. And why do you think that is? I suspect it's because a lot of 17 and 18-year-old young men do not want to, yes, I know that women are, but I'm talking by and large, men, young men are the ones that are standing up and putting on the uniform of the country and putting their lives on the line to protect all of us. And most of those young men are looking at the new rules and regulations, and they're saying, I don't want that. I don't want a needle jammed in my arm. That is not for me. So the Army has raised the maximum bonus for new recruits to $50,000. Look, they could raise it to $100,000. I just don't think that people are, I don't think these young people are willing to put themselves in that situation. Not to mention the full-blown wokeness that goes along with wearing the uniform of the country now, where the greatest threat is not the communist Chinese, it's misgendering someone. All right, look, we've got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Coming up, we're going to get into Hillary Clinton. We're not going to get into Hillary Clinton. That sounded awkward. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton in just a few moments. So Breitbart has an interesting story up. USA Today came under fierce attack earlier this week. Did you guys see the story they did about pedophilia? And there has been you've got to be watching this kind of stuff. But over the past, I don't know, couple of years now, there has been an effort to destigmatize pedophilia. And as horrifying as that may be, as disgusting as that may be, there has been an effort. I don't think it's gotten any. Well, I don't think it had gotten anywhere, but I don't know. Now, based on this USA Today story, so USA Today's been getting roasted because they've been attempting to destigmatize pedophilia, and they're suggesting that it is an orientation that may be forged in the womb. In other words, if you are a grown person, a grown adult, and you are sexually attracted to a child, that may be something you are born with. In other words, you were born that way. The article in USA Today laments that pedophilia stands among, quote, the most misunderstood of sexual orientations. Really, is that true? I've got a pretty good idea what it is. I don't have any misunderstanding about what that is at all. The author of the piece goes on to say that people often make pedophilia synonymous with child abuse. That's because it is. The writer says when most of the public thinks of pedophilia, they assume it's synonymous with child sexual abuse, a pervasive social problem that has exploded to crisis levels online. Researchers who study pedophilia say the term describes an attraction, not an action, and using it interchangeably with abuse fuels misperceptions. Do you folks have any misperceptions about what pedophilia is all about? So USA Today was so, they got such a beating on social media, they actually deleted the tweet that defended its position on pedophilia. Now, you think I'm making all of this up. All you have to do is go back to the year 2017, and there was an award-winning, highly acclaimed movie starring Timothy, is it Chalamet? Is that that name ring a bell? The staff is, yeah, this, all right, there we go. So Timothy Chalamet was the kid who was having a passionate romance, love affair in some sort of exotic locale with his male teacher. Now, it seems to me that we should not be glorifying this kind of behavior. But they're trying to normalize it. They're trying to tell you there's really nothing wrong with grown adults having sexual romantic relationships with kids. You need to understand here, folks, this is part of an ongoing effort by the sex and gender revolutionaries to normalize things that traditionally have been illegal and inappropriate and disgusting and sick. And I'm not sure that really there's, I don't know if there's any way to stop this from normalizing. I just don't know. I mean, when you look at what's happening, it's a very disturbing situation in our country. And I have a story about that. I tried to write a column. When that happened, another movie that was up for one of the big awards was about a woman who was having an affair with a man who was also a fish. And so I pointed out, quite frankly, there is a word for that when you have relations with a non-human entity. But you can't really, I mean, you just can't make this up. That was the first column I wrote that was ever rejected at Fox News Channel. And I kept the emails Who was I? How dare I question a relationship? Not between the woman and the fish, but between the other one. Who was I to say that kind of relationship was wrong? I'm telling you, folks, and I'm just warning you now, so when all of a sudden you wake up one day and this sort of thing is now okay, it's legal, you're not going to be shocked. So anyway, it is what it is. So, all right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Inflation hitting a four-decade high. I was in junior high school. That's how far back this goes. They're saying the inflation rate now 7%. And when I was at the mall over the weekend for the first time in a bazillion years, I've noticed that a lot of people are just not going out and shopping and buying things. People are just getting nervous. And you watch the economy here, folks. We are heading into a very precarious time. We've got the opportunity to fix a lot of this in the midterm elections, and I hope we do. I really, truly hope we do. Hey, just a reminder, if you have not already done so, we're having something of a contest here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show with our app downloads. And I hate to say this, but Grace Baker, you're actually leading in the contest.
Why do you hate to say it?
Because I want the prize.
Oh, I didn't even know you were competing. Well, I guess your numbers were so low.
That was a little inappropriate.
a little low blow.
Here's the deal, folks. If you go to kwamradio.com and click on the app button, when you sign up for the app, they're going to ask you, how did you hear about it? And you got to put in my name or Grace's name.
You got to put in my name.
Or Kyle's.
My name.
Okay.
And Merlo.
All right. Or Merlo. I saw Merlo got a recommendation. All right. KWAMradio.com. Download our free app, and you might help Grace win, I don't know, a $50 gift card or something? That's pretty nice. Or Kyle. Help him. He's got nobody downloading for Kyle. So. All right. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, he's a little agitated. You know, I don't know if it's too much caffeine, maybe not getting enough sleep, but the guy just he went at it with Roger Marshall, who is the senator from the great state of Kansas, also happens to be a medical doctor, so he's very well qualified to ask questions of Dr. Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan. And here's what happened, and you have to listen very closely to what happened after this back and forth between Senator Marshall and Dr. Fauci. Cut number two, please.
You are totally incorrect.
Well, we look forward to reviewing it.
Senator Marshall, Dr. Fauci has answered you. It is public information, and he's happy to give it to you if you would ask. Senator Moran.
What a moron. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my. So he called him a moron, and then he used the name, the Lord's name, in vain. So the patron saint of Wuhan used God's name in vain, or actually the God's son's name in vain, and called Senator Marshall a moron. Well, there you go. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us Mike Gibbons, running for the U.S. Senate from Ohio as a Republican. Mike, hope you're doing well today.
I am. It's a great day so far.
Good.
And I did enjoy listening to the interchange between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci, Fauci.
Yeah, Rand Paul, Roger Marshall, I mean, these guys are calling him out, and Fauci clearly cannot handle these tough and direct questions.
Well, I agree, and I'm a bit biased here. Rand Paul's endorsed me, and in fact, we're heading to a fundraiser in 2 days that he's posting for me down in Cincinnati, we're pretty much on the same page on this. I am not a physician. I'm a businessman. But from a business perspective, the CDC has lied and changed their mind so many times, represented by Dr. Fauci, that pretty much nobody in the United States that has a brain listens to him on anything. And the arrogance is beyond belief. And you just can't question the guy, and he takes it personally. And then he tries to misdirect everything, that any questioning of him is causing people to threaten his life. So it's an impossible situation. I think we all just ignore him and read the studies. I mean, he's part of the state that unfortunately the Democrat Party sees as our guide in life, and he's a representative of that state, and he's not going to change. So let's just do our own research. This country's about individuals anyhow. Do your own research.
Well,
if you have comorbidities, be careful.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, you know, don't be stupid. Yeah. But you know what, Mike? The great thing about the United States Constitution is you have a constitutional right to be stupid. I mean, it's your decision to make. And I, too, am a business owner. And I would be horrified if I had to make or force my employees to reveal their private personal health information. We're just not going to comply with that kind of nonsense.
No, I'm in the middle of that situation right now, and I'm still a business owner, and we have quite a number of employees that are either joining us or whatever that aren't vaccinated, and luckily I have partners that are intelligent people and said we're not going to force anybody to do anything, but I'm in a client service business, so if I don't have vaccinated people or they don't meet the standards of our clients, we've got to, make accommodations, and we're doing that. But it's a tough time. We have to bend and be creative in how we handle it. But I'm not going to tell anybody that they have to get a vaccination. I don't think the state can either.
Mike Gibbons is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You folks in Ohio listening, pay attention. He is running for the U.S. Senate seat. And Mike, this really is a must-win seat for the Republicans. I want you to share your bona fides with us when it comes to being a conservative.
Well, I am not. I've never held elective office. I'm an investment banker. I started with a desk and a phone 30 years ago, and it's now, and we started one of the largest middle market firms in America. I've convinced CEOs and CFOs all over the world to listen to my ideas and trust me with some of the most important transactions those companies have ever done. I found out I was a conservative in my sophomore year of college. Now, up until then, I really hadn't considered it. My dad was a high school teacher and a wrestling coach. Our family is about sports. But I took a course in political, one of my first courses, I ended up majoring, one of my majors in college was political philosophy. And I read Constitutional Liberty by Friedrich von Hayek. I knew that day that I was conservative. And political philosophy has kind of been my hobby over the years. I'm kind of an insomniac and, I read more than I had to, let's put it that way. I'm a conservative because it works. And no liberal theory that I've ever seen put in use has ever worked. I don't understand why people just can't empirically see the empirical evidence and say, let's keep doing it the way we've done it as a country and use the things that work. And they're conservative things.
You see, Mike, I'm with you, and that's why it's an education process. I mean, if you are someone who enjoys debate, if you enjoy, intellect. Yeah, I mean, it's for intellectual. I mean, it really is about winning the intellectual argument. And you've got to do your homework. You've got to read. You've got to study. And I did the same thing when I was in high school and into college. And I realized, hey, wait a second. These ideas make sense to me. And when you take the time to do that, instead of all the smoke and the lights and the mirrors, and there's nothing wrong with that, but at the end of the day, this is about educating yourself. And that's what we've got to do, I think, to raise up this next generation of conservatives in the party.
We do. And we're not doing a very good job of that right now. And that's why, you know, I gave a speech last night down in Westerville, Ohio. And they said, how can we fix what's going on? Because I consider wokeism and what's going on in this country. It's being spewed out there to our children. You know, the large corporations have adopted it. The media has gone all in. We've got to beat this.
You're right.
This is a very dangerous philosophy. It starts, in my mind, in what the average voter can do, what I can do, is go out and make sure our school board candidates don't believe in this philosophy. And I say this every time I get an audience. Get out there and get involved in your school board. Because what the left is trying to do is indoctrinate our children at a very young age to ideas that are destructive. And we can't let it happen.
All right. I want you to share with our listeners where can they go if they want to get more information on your campaign and how they can get involved, Mike.
Well, we certainly love volunteers, and we can use all that we can get. We built a very significant campaign organization. You'll like this, Todd. I have a bus, actually an RV that we've wrapped, and my wife and I are going to travel the state for the next 4 months. We've got a very effective advertising campaign going on. And we're trying to meet every voter that has an interest in meeting us. And I want to hear what they have to say. I think that, you know, Ohio is still a conservative state. It's a red state. They've got to know that I stand for their values. And I've got to convince them of that. So if you're interested in helping our campaign, GibbonsForOhio.com.
All right.
And you can get my bio and beliefs laid out for you very succinctly there.
Mike, good stuff. If you're on the road in the RV, you got to head over to Findlay, Ohio. My managing editor, his people are there. And from what I understand, Findlay is a pretty nice town.
Yeah, Findlay is a great town. And I had not been there in many years. And have gone through there. It's they're the headquarters for Marathon Oil, the company has done a lot for the city. It's a very prosperous town, beautiful town,
and of course the hometown of Ben Roethlisberger too. So there you go,
yes.
Good people out there. All right, well, Mike, good luck. We're going to get you back on the show. We got a long time, a lot of ground to cover between now and the midterms.
Yes, we do.
And we wish you the very best of luck out there.
Great talking to you, Todd. Thank you.
All right, Mike Gibbons, you got it. Mike Gibbons running for the U.S. Senate. Never held office before, but he's a businessman, and I like that. You know, we tried that experiment out with Donald Trump. Never run for office. He's a businessman, and it turned out pretty darn well for the country. So let's see how things go there with Mike and his run for the U.S. Senate. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, we were talking about this little four-year-old, a cancer patient. This is a story over on the Newsmax app, but you can also check it out at toddstearns.com. So Make-A-Wish says that they have a policy, and the story is that a four-year-old child was denied his Make-A-Wish because his little two-year-old brother is not eligible for the vaccine. But the policy states all family members that have wishes involving air travel must be vaccinated, and therefore Make-A-Wish will not be able to honor the little boy's wish. Do you see what's going on in our country? Do you see what's really happening here? Because at its heart, at the root of all of this, these policies, these mandates, rules for me, not for thee, it's cruelty. It's just mean and cruel. And in my estimation, immoral and evil. that we're going to deny a little 4-year-old boy his Make-A-Wish. We're going to deny an elderly woman a quarter pounder at a McDonald's. We're going to kick moms and dads with critically ill children out of the Ronald McDonald's House. We're going to shut down a preschool in California. It's evil, and it's cruel, and it's not right. It's un-American. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we were just talking about inflation a few minutes ago. People really trying to figure out, what are we going to do with our money? What do we do? Folks, let me tell you what I've done, and I have started investing personally in gold and silver, precious metals, and I have great confidence in my portfolio. And I want you to consider checking out our friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. Here is the website, legacypminvestments.com. That PM, precious metals, legacypminvestments.com. A lot of my fellow conservatives have already gotten involved and purchased precious metals from Legacy, and they've been incredibly happy. I have as well, and I know you will be too. LegacyPMInvestments.com. Check it out today.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. Wow, kind of action-packed today. Hey, by the way, coming up tomorrow, Senator Bill Hagerty is going to join us. So looking forward to having a conversation with him as well. And again, you folks in Georgia, are you guys having like a big parade or something? I mean, what's the deal there for the Georgia Bulldogs? So, I, in New York City, every time they won a national championship, they were having a big ticker tape parade in downtown Manhattan. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868 here in our Liberty University studios. Farron in North Carolina, WSIC. All right, Farron, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to point out, while we're living through this ridiculous absurdity, if you go to the CDC's website, it says as of October of last year, 100 children, approximately, age 5 to 16, had died of COVID. That's about the same amount, if you go and look at the statistics, of children that die in bicycle accidents each year. And the American people are putting up with this, shutting down the schools, kids wearing double masks. I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to wake up, wise up, and rise up.
You know, Farron, is put so well put. And again, if you're going to go down that path, then you have to say, okay, well, we've got to start banning bicycles, and you know, we've got to start banning this. We got to start banning that. I mean, it's, where do you draw the line here?
Absolutely. Love your show. WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina, does a great job, and I really appreciate you taking my phone call, sir.
Well, you're kind to say that, Farron, and we love our great affiliate there, WSIC. And pay attention, folks, in the Statesville area. We are coming to town. We had to cancel a previous engagement, but we're working very hard to reschedule that. We're going to be on the road quite a bit, ladies and gentlemen, over the next little while. In a couple of weeks, I have been invited to deliver a speech at CPAC in Orlando. So if we're going to be doing the show from down there, and yes, every time we go out on the road, people ask me this question, Grace.
It's Grace. Where's Grace?
We hear you all the time. Where's Grace?
I'm hitting the road with you this time.
So it's you and me and Kyle, and so we're going to be down there. I think Caleb Park will be coming as well. You'll be able to meet us and hang out with us.
Exactly.
We've got to get some good restaurant recommendations for the Orlando area.
Yes, please.
But it's going to be a lot of fun, and so we're doing that. Then we'll be doing the show from the Gaylord Opryland just what the following week at the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Gathering, and that's always a lot of fun. And then I'll be heading out, I think, a couple of weeks after that to Santa Barbara, and I'll be speaking to a lot of conservative young people at the one of the Young America's Foundation national conferences.
Busy.
Reagan Ranch. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Busy.
Yes. You know, it is going to be busy, but that's okay. It's fun to get out of the building and go and meet folks. And this will be your first time out of the building.
Yes, it will be.
You've been
not literally, but figuratively speaking.
Well,
sure.
I'm telling you. Well, look, people, they're like, we love Grace. We've got to meet Grace. Where's Merlo?
Yep. Merlo cannot tag along, but I have pictures if people want to see pictures of her.
And I saw a Merlo. You got Merlo registered for the election. I saw the little paw print and the Republican registration.
Oh,
that's good.
That's true.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Well, folks, that's going to wrap things up today. Again, it's been a great show. Looking forward to seeing all of you folks out there on the road. And Pascagoula, too. We're making some plans to speak at a gathering there in Pascagoula. We'll tell you more about that in the next couple of weeks or so. All right, folks, you guys get out there. Be good, America.